This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball GAA.
Welcome back to Off The Ball Sunday. Phil Egan with you here until 7 o'clock. Cork are on the verge of winning the All-Ireland Senior Camogie title for a 31st time. 2-14 to 15 points they lead Galway by as we head into the final minute. There will be some additional time. There was a bad injury to Ciara Hickey. Thankfully, she walked off the pitch before she was replaced, but Anne Downey is with me in studio, and you have to take your hats off to Cork. A couple of points down at half time, and they have come out so strong in this second half.
Yeah, they were absolutely brilliant. In the second half, they did to Galway what Galway were doing to them in the first half. And, you know, Phil, we did say, were Galway going to be able to, you know, keep that pace up? But certainly, you know, hats off to Saoirse McCartan, as I said, you know, when Cork were in trouble, she was keeping them in it, you know.
Yeah, and Galway have pulled another point back, but there's 4 points in it. Now, there will be a bit of additional time. That point there came from Murray Dillon, one of the substitutes. So we'll find out now in the next few seconds just exactly how long we'll have. And you can see Cathal Murray, he still believes 4 points. And if you actually think back to the last few minutes, and there's been a few bad wides from Galway, so they could rue those in the next few minutes, because even if one of them had gone over, there'd only be a puck of the ball behind, you know?
Yeah, I think, Phil, maybe they've probably had 6 bad wides, if not more, in the second half, you know, and we see Saoirse McCartan coming off there.
5 minutes. Yeah. Five minutes is easily a long time.
Yeah, easily 5 minutes. I mean, Ciara Hickey was down for a good while, in fairness, you know, attending that injury. But Galway still have the players, you know, if they can keep the scoreboard, as I said, ticking over now.
They've got a free in as well.
A free in, yeah. Yeah.
So this isn't done yet. Maybe we were a little bit quick to give it to Cork. But this is what you want, though, from an All-Ireland final. We've got, like, the last puck of the game last year, and the woman that got the winning point last year, Carrie Dolan, is standing over the free now to pull the gap back to 3 points. You would imagine that this should sail between the posts, and it does.
And I would imagine Amy's not going to be in any hurry at this stage, you know, to puck the ball out, and really she should just launch it, get it down into the full forward line as quick as she can. You know, she's looking for someone to... Yeah, she's going short again, but is that Isabel Sheen on her own at the far side?
Yeah, the sun is out at Croke Park, and so far it has been shining on the Cork players in the second half. But Galway, as champions do, digging in here, and they're not going to relinquish their title without a fight as they try and work their way down. Have they got themselves a free? No.
No, out over the line. I think Aoife was looking for a free, all right. She felt that she was fouled, but...
I think she might have got the free, did she? Ah, it should be a free.
Well, I think there's been worse. He hasn't, but she's got a free.
I thought it was worth a free, all right, yeah.
Anya Keane, yeah.
So this is the moment now, if you're a manager, this is just...
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, nothing you can do, you just hope. You know, a lot of the Cork players are behind the ball, but again, Carrie Dolan over her shoulder... Wide,
See, you think as well that the way Cork have played in the second half, they've attacked, and the natural instinct when you're protecting something is to drop back and try and...
Well, it is, you know, and at times...
it's a natural game.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It could be the worst thing that you could, you can do, you know, but certainly they're spreading out the field now again. They're happy enough to, you know, play around with the ball in the back line, which, you know, with this...
They've just given the ball to Carrie Dolan.
Carrie Dolan, yeah.
Who looked like she was fouled. She feels she was fouled. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's calling it back. But again, you know, Cork team, why are they doing that? You know, Carrie is a great reader of the game, you know, and she saw what was going to happen there. Libby, you know, was given a pop pass and she intercepted, and, you know, another yellow card for Libby Coppinger, but you know, when she made her mistake, she
was trying to. That's what they call a good yellow card.
Yeah, a good yellow card is right, yeah.
So 20 points to 17, 2-14. Cork, first team to score a goal against Galway in the Championship, and they've got two, Saoirse McCarthy and Orla Cahalan with the goals, and Carrie Dolan has just put that one over the bar. So 2 points in it, just over a minute to go. So this is definitely not done, and Carrie Dolan rallying the troops after knocking that one over.
Absolutely. I mean, again, I just question, maybe Saoirse McCartan is injured, you know, but she was such a powerful player all through the game, you know, from the minute that the ball was thrown in, you know, why you would take her off that, you know, even bring her out into the half forward line to try and hold up that ball or you know, or at least try and win. Aoife O'Donoghue, you know, again, fouled probably. He has his hand up. Yeah, he's given
Galway
advantage.
Galway are on the attack here now.
Yeah.
And
Nylon, you know, again.
She's got space. Oh, she's got. She went
oh,
for
yeah, yeah.
Wide.
Yeah.
So,
you know, again, you know, I suppose if they don't win here today, you know, Phil, they will be disappointed, you know, with the amount of shots, you know, that went wide on them, you know,
yeah.
They didn't take their time. But then again, it was the pressure, as we said, that Galway or the Cork put them under in the second half.
Do you know what? Let's go to Crow Park. The full time whistle is about to go. Sarah Donovan, Cork on the attack here.
Do you know what, Phil? I can't call it. 65 minutes on the clock. Cork are up by two. Saoirse McCarthy just had a big chance, dropped into the keeper's hands. I'm praying that Cork keep the ball. Hayley Ryan has it now. Big challenge on Hayley there. Couple of let-offs for Cork in that Galway had two wides, but they're in the attack again. And she, Laura Hayes with a massive, massive interception there. And Maeve Murphy as well. Not sure what Gavin Donegan is going to do here. There's 2 points in it. Time is up. 65-30. Galway will absolutely rue those couple of late chances that they had. They've gotten so, so close. Cork have been living on their nerves for the last 10 minutes after having an excellent, excellent first 20 minutes. If Cork get out of jail here, it'll be something else and there'll be massive, massive celebrations. Again, it looks like, is it Aoife Donoghue who's down?
Laura Hayes after getting a yellow card there.
She'll take that from the momentum that Galway had built. Gavin Donegan's giving a free. I assume Kerry Dolan's going to stand over it, and this is the last play of the game. Three Cork players on the line. She has to go for it.
Probably too far out, Anne, isn't it?
She's probably just going to have to maybe lob it in, and there's a bit of debate at this stage. Cork will have to make sure that they, you know, that they all have picked up the player and that it's not going to be
Sarah Healy's coming up the field here, lads, to take this.
Goalkeeper
Galway
yeah.
are going for it. There is only Shauna Healy inside her own 45 now. 65, what am I saying, inside Cork 65. She is the only player left back the pitch, and Sarah Healy is going for this, the last shot of the game. Everyone is back there.
Just put everything behind this.
She's a bit far out, I suppose. Unless they get a little bit of luck now, she's going to be able to strike it really hard.
She's put it over the bar. This has to be it. It's over, and Cork have won it. Absolute scenes and relief. They were brilliant. They absolutely deserved it. They were so brave after halftime. They absolutely deserved it. Absolutely thrilling from Cork.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff.
Gerard Manley celebrating with his management team there. The Cork players on the pitch. 2 points down at halftime. They scored two goals. They breached that Galway defence, which nobody had done in the Championship. They say goals win games, and that's how it turned out today.
Yeah, for sure, Phil, you know, but as I said, Cork will be disappointed, or Galway will be disappointed when they look back at the video and see the amount of frees and scoreable chances that they drove wide. And that started, I suppose, with Carrie, you know, being disappointed with a free that she thought went over the bar. And, you know, from then, Cork really in the second half, you know, upped their performance, got the ball into their full forward line. They all really worked so hard. And as I said, Saoirse McCartan was, for me, was brilliant. Laura Hayes in the second half, you know, again, she started really on fire today and went out of it in the first half for the last 10 minutes. minutes, then really motored back into it. But you'd have to say, you know, their half back line too for the Cork team were absolutely brilliant. A young set up, Maeve Murphy has a great career ahead of her. Isabel Sheen, you know, and Ava Fitzgerald, first time playing in an All-Ireland, you know, and it's been brilliant for them. Libby at fullback, you know, did her usual stuff, but at the same time Aisling O'Reilly had a great game. But I think overall it was very hard really to separate both sides, because the intensity of the first half was absolutely unbelievable, and as we said, Galway weren't able to sustain that, and you know, as you say, they got the ball, I suppose, that hopped really lovely for Saoirse McCarthy, and you know, and she was able to run onto it and put it into the back of the net. You know, that was a real tonic for Cork. And you know, you need a little break like that, and I suppose that's really what the difference was today.
Okay, let's go back to Croke Park, Sarah Donovan. I just wanted to let you savour the moment as a Cork woman, because I could hear the emotion in your voice, and I said, you know what, just watch those scenes down there. But what an incredible achievement, what a second half performance from Cork, and they have the O'Duffy Cup back, 31st time that Cork are the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Champions. And there's going to be one hell of a party in Cork.
I'm still emotional. That really caught me by surprise, actually. You've been building up to it all week, worrying about different matchups and how they'd perform. And as Anne said, that half back line from Cork, they had a massive job to do, and they answered every question today. Coming out after half time, I wondered, would Cork get into the game? But Saoirse McCarthy, Orla Cahalan, big plays, big girls, big games on, you know, the best day, they absolutely delivered. And then in the last 10 minutes, they were made to fight tooth and nail for every ball. The level of composure that they showed, even the likes of Millie Condon, just brilliant. Laura Hayes, the physicality, the way she threw herself around the game. Aoife Donoghue went at it, Carrie Dolan went at it. They'll question a couple of late, I suppose, things that went against Galway. But last year, there was nothing between the teams as well, and Galway had the luck on the day. So, you know, Cork will absolutely savour this win, because it's definitely the best one in a long, long time.
Yeah, and we said obviously there's probably going to be a puck of the ball in it, and that's exactly how it turned out. And credit to Galway, they came back. You know, when the second goal went in, you kind of thought it was curtains for them. They kept plugging away, and even to that last play when Sarah Healy came up, obviously she's trying to fire the ball under the bar, but with going for so much power, it goes over the bar, and Cork win by 2-14 to 19 points.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Galway, in fairness, you know, especially Carrie Dolan and Aoife O'Donoghue, you know, carried the Galway team today. I thought Carrie was absolutely brilliant, and as I said, Sarah Healy trying to find her every time with her puck out. And you know, Niamh McPeak, I suppose, a great player, quite enough by her standards. Caoimhe Kelly started really, really well in the first half, you know, had some great points, and young Nylan at the other side. But both of them in the second half, you know, were quite enough compared to what happened in the first half. So obviously Gerard and his team did their homework at half time when they went in, you know, and decided, you know, that these girls can't get on ball, and that's really what happened. Ciara Hickey, you know, again going off, you know, it's a massive blow, you know, for any team. She may not have been doing what she did down in Thurles, you know, mopping up ball and all the rest, but like, she's such a great player for Galway that, you know, for her teammates to see her going off, you know, it kind of can take the wind out of your sail. But I suppose what they'll really be disappointed with, you know, was the amount of wides that they had in the second half. And I think, too, the management team will probably have to decide, or, you know, question themselves, you know, was Niamh Mallon really fit enough to start? Obviously, you know, looking at it here, the first 10 minutes, to me, you know, she was way off the pace, and she couldn't have been anything but. She had a bad shoulder injury. How could you train? You couldn't train, you couldn't run, you couldn't do anything. So how they decided to start, you know, she's an important player, obviously, to the setup, to the Galway setup. But you know, you have to be at your very, very best to play in Croke Park, because there are absolutely no place to hide.
Yeah, well, at Croke Park now, Sarah, Maeve Cahalan is about to lift the O'Duffy Cup. Brian Malloy just going through the
pleasantries, yeah. Yeah, so Maeve has had some crushing defeats as captain in the last couple of years. and she had those two, I suppose, that big loss with the Bars against Athenry in January. So how sweet it is for Maeve to be finally lifting the O'Duffy Cup as the captain. A stalwart for this team. Herself and Orla have been incredible over the last couple of years, and to finally get her just reward as captain. She has been a brilliant captain this year and last, and Anne will tell you, it's after the defeats when you have to pick a team up. And the way that Cork, having lost 14 players from last year's panel, household names like Laura Tracy, the Mackies, Hannah Looney, for Maeve Callaghan, the job that she had to do this year as captain to bring the team back to the All-Ireland final and now to get over the line today, it's probably the toughest job she'll have ever had in her life.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty sweet win for Cork right now, Anne, if you're in that dressing room. And Sarah referenced it there, all the players they lost and some of the young players that came through, and we talked about it before the game, the under 23 All-Ireland, and you know, it's just so similar to what happened last year, but it's roles reversed, where Galway triumph from that and they go on and win the All-Ireland, and the same thing that now has happened to Cork. And
yeah, and they lost so many players, you know, as Sarah has said, but you know, in fairness to Ger and the Cork County Board, because it is part of the whole setup, they worked well with the under-23s, and that was their launching pad for this victory today, in my opinion. You know, Kilkenny had two separate panels, you know, they had an awful lot of girls on the senior team that could have played under 23, but they decided that, and you know, they were playing senior, and that was it. And they went down to the final, you know, playing. I think young Cahalan was on that under 23 team, as there was five or six more of them, and they got that experience of playing in a big match. Be it that, you know, Kilkenny were well beaten on the day, but certainly I think it's something that maybe Kilkenny will look at next year, you know, on the side. Like, this under 23 is a great launching pad too, to get young players involved. And Galway used it as well, you know. As I said earlier on, Galway had a lot of those girls on that panel today that were playing under 23, and they're being exposed, you know, to tough games, to All-Ireland's finals and semi-finals, you know, and that helps with their development. But, you know, congratulations to Cork and to Ger and his backroom team and the county board, you know, to lose the household names that they lost and to be able to come up, you know, and win. It's unbelievable. It's a great story. And, you know, well, they have such a pick below in Cork, you know, Kilkenny, and that have been winning minor. So I suppose we all have to now just step up to the plate and see, can we take learnings from what Cork are doing and what Galway are doing, you know. But you know, it was a great spectacle today. Galway, we will be really bitterly disappointed, and I think, as I said, you know, when you get your chance, you have to take it. And unfortunately for them, there was too many wides. I don't have the stats on it and that, but by their standards, they will be disappointed with what happened in the second half. But you know, Cork came out with all guns blazing. They're a super fit team, and they worked really hard. Laura Hayes, as we said, and I'm sure, you know, we sit back and we look at the replay of the match again. There's people that we probably haven't mentioned that were brilliant as well, but you know, it's Cork's day, and you know, you can't take it from them.
Just looking at the scenes, Croke Park, and Maeve Callaghan just giving her speech as the winning captain. What's that like as a winning manager, when you're standing pitch side looking up at your captain about to lift the O'Duffy Cup? You've been fortunate enough to be in that situation.
Yeah, and you know, to be honest, Phil, sometimes after, you know, it's the next morning when you wake up after winning an All-Ireland, you know, it's absolutely brilliant. And then you're thinking to yourself, you know, maybe on the Tuesday, that's all those months that we're really after training hard, and it's over in the blink of an eye, and the whole thing is now, it's done. You know, I suppose it's the ones that you don't win that really live with you for so long. You know, you're happy to win, you're obviously delighted to win, but it's the ones when you don't win and you have to wake up on Monday morning, you have to go back to your supporters, you know, without the cup, and that those are the ones that stick in your memory. But you know, to be a winning manager, you know, it is special, because you know, as I said, the girls have performed, we've worked, you know, as a panel, a management panel, you know, so hard with a panel of players, and you get over the line, and especially for Kilkenny in 2016, you know, they were there for so many, 3 or 4 years before that, and it wasn't a God-given right that you can go up 4 years in a row and win, but you know, a special feeling.
Okay, well, last word to you, Sarah O'Donovan, as a Cork woman, as the Cork players go up to get their medals, something you've done before in Croke Park, and I'm sure you're delighted for your fellow Cork players.
20 years ago we did it, 2006, and maybe that's why I'm so emotional, to know what they have ahead of them, how exciting the week that they're going to have ahead of them, and the work that they got through. They were absolutely brilliant. To a man, they were absolutely brilliant, and Galway know that Cork gave it their absolute all and deserved this one. There could be no question marks over that. Cork deserved it, they won it, they were brave, and they go home with O'Duffy Cup, thank God. And just to remind everyone, it's now 2-1. Cork have won the trilogy.
I have a feeling there's going to be another kick in Galway yet, but
Off the Ball, GAA.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford, and David Hyland, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.